Okay, many people may have heard for the first time of a doula, and it's because Meghan Markle, who's due to give birth in April, is drafting in one to be her carer alongside a midwife on the day. But what is it? Hi, Dr. Chrissia Lynch, is that correct?
Yes, great, Chrissia Lynch. And here we are, Valentine's Day. Just letting everybody know, the end of Valentine's Day could be a doula and a birth.
Okay. What is a doula? It sounds like something from, I don't know, where is it from? Or where's the terminology from?
It's a bit of a mental word, isn't it? It's actually a Greek word, and it means she who serves. And so that's where it comes from. But probably a better word for it is really something like a birth mentor.
Mm.
So if you think about preparing to run a marathon, which, to be honest, birth is a little bit like that. It's a pretty overwhelming, amazing event that requires a lot of stamina and emotional sort of upbeatness. You wouldn't sort of just kind of pitch up on the day and just collect your ticket and start running. You know, you would actually have somebody to help you along the way, someone who might train you. Think of the GAA guys, you know, they have a trainer. They don't just turn up on the day. So it's really, I suppose, somebody who's there with you, someone who's there with you that knows you. So it's a form of continuity of care. So what that means is that it's somebody that's there with you antenatally, someone who's there with you when you're actually having the baby, someone who's with you at home before you decide to go to hospital, and someone who sees you after you have the baby.
Is that not called a partner, a husband, a boyfriend? Or?
Well, yes, but most partners don't really. I mean, if you've been through one birth, fair enough, but most partners haven't been through a birth process
quite
before.
True. And would this be a role that often, I suppose, would be duplicated by a mum or a grandmother or a best friend or older sister?
Now, you see, the opinion is divided there. My personal belief is that anybody can be somebody's doula. If a woman decides that the lady she met in Tesco 20 minutes ago is the person she wants to be with her, then she should have access to that person. But then there are also professional doulas who are out there who have been trained and certified and who will be able to support women because they have a lot of access to evidence, they have a lot of access to information, they're able to provide breastfeeding support and those types of things. But technically, anybody that you feel can really support you emotionally and be with you can absolutely be your doula.
And, you know, it's interesting you mentioned the breastfeeding because we have a very low breastfeeding rate here in Donegal particularly, and a lot of that's attributed to the fact that a lot of people having babies, their mothers, for one reason or another, weren't inclined to breastfeed, and it skipped a generation, and there's no, and the nurses, of course, and midwives do very much to try and help, but there's no sort of continuance of support there or you know, keep going, or this is what you should do, you shouldn't do. I suppose a doula then would step in, and that's only one part of it, of course, but it'd be useful in that regard.
Absolutely. I think, you know, you've raised some issues there about Donegal and to a certain extent Sligo as well, in that, and I'm sure you experience this in quite a lot of different things, but women in Donegal don't have the same choices and supports in birth and postnatally as women perhaps in Dublin or in the south of the country would. There's only one type of birth model, so that means going to the hospital and having quite a medicalized experience. Historically, women used to do what I call border births. They used to jump across the border, and that won't be happening with Brexit now, and they would get other choices in the north. But really, women have very few choices, and it's not fair that women shouldn't have those types of accesses to different types of maternity care, more midwifery care, more breastfeeding support. Although I do have to say that there are two fantastic women in Donegal. One of them's called Frances Friary, another one's called Jan Crummie, and actually a third one called Jane Donegan, who have been offering breastfeeding support for the last 25 years.
And I know, and I didn't want to do them a disservice,
but you know what I mean?
It's like there's a big population, a lot of births and what have you. I can imagine, and I have to imagine, as you understand, Doctor, that childbirth, the lead up to it, the actual birthing itself, and then afterwards, there's a lot going on. And really what the focus and priority should be, it should be enjoying the experience as much as you can and less stress just in those early periods. Presumably, a doula would assist in that regard, in that, you know, it's not a question they haven't heard before. There's not something that, you know, they would know this stuff, and that takes the pressure off mum.
Well, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that's been said about doulas is that doulas are, I quote, a form of pain relief. So just having somebody there who says, you know, this is normal. This is normal. It's okay. Just, you know, keep doing it. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job. That in and of itself can have quite a stupendous effect. I mean, the research shows us that having a doula with you reduces your risk of a cesarean section by 39%. And the first time cesarean rates now in Letterkenny and in Sligo are over 41% for first-time mums. So that's very high.
And it's an operation. Doctor, Can you wait for 2 minutes with me, can you?
Sure.
Okay, excellent. So I don't want to cut you off. But it's 11 o'clock, time for the latest news, and to deliver that is Donal Kavanagh.
Thanks, Craig. Good morning. It's emerged that the failure of police in the north to disclose significant information relating to a loyalist terror attack in Belfast at Lower Main Street is home to a number of businesses, but it's thought access to the road could be improved upon by Donegal County Council. The issue was raised by Councillor James Pat McDade this week at Letterkenny Municipal District. And we're back with news headlines again at 12 noon.
Thank you, Donal. We're in conversation with Dr. Chrissie Lynch, chair of AIMS Ireland, and also works as a doula in Dublin. It was a really interesting stat you gave out there just before the news, doctor, and that was that the rate of cesarean section in Sligo and Letterkenny University Hospitals is at 41%. Where is that in terms of a national average or international best practice?
Well, it would be slightly higher than the national average. For example, in the hospitals in Dublin, it would be a little bit lower for first-time mums, maybe towards the mid-30s. In terms of international best practice, well, the WHO says that if a cesarean section rate is higher than 15 to 20%, then you've got unnecessary cesareans being performed. So obviously it's higher than what it should be and what we would like it to be. And I think this is very much acknowledged everywhere that we would like to bring the cesarean rates down. So anything we can do to bring them down really should be looked into.
Mm. And as you say, the involvement of a doula tends to. This is not something that new and fandangled and that we may see an increase or we may see it starting in this country. You work as a doula in Dublin, and there are those operating in this area too in Donegal. This is something people already avail of.
There are, yeah. There's quite a few doulas in Donegal. There's a group called Simply Birth Donegal. There's Positive Birth Donegal. There's doulas for Donegal and Sligo, Transforming Birth Donegal. There's so many different people who are working up there. The issue for them, actually, at the moment, is that it's easier to support a woman all the way through pregnancy and her early labour, her full labour and the birth in Sligo than it is in Letterkenny. So the reports that we get back to AIMS is that some of the doulas are being asked to wait outside while certain parts of the birth are happening. Now, that kind of defeats the point, really, in some respects of having a doula, because the doula is not just providing support to the mum. The doula is also providing support to the partner. So, for example, sometimes births are not straightforward and they're not simple. And sometimes, you know, we do need quite intense, quick interventions. And that's the benefit of modern medicine. So sometimes in these situations, you know, a mother might be taken to theatre quite quickly and the father is just left standing in a corridor. Mm. You know, the father is left not really knowing what's happening. So having a doula with him, or if it's a female partner, the female partner, having a doula with them at that moment in time can just make the birth feel just less fraught, less of a...
Why are they panicking? Why are they running over there? Oh, it's because of this, or that's what they have to do, or it's just to get oxygen.
Exactly.
Or this.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sorry to go back to the C-section situation again. Just, have you then, in your role as a doula, been in a situation where childbirth is imminent, and they say, right, we'll go down to theatre for a C-section, and you've said, well, I mean, have you intervened on behalf, or advocated on behalf of the mother? Or so how do doulas then, how would they have the effect of reducing the level of cesarean sections? Sorry, that's my question.
Okay, yeah. So first of all, if a doula starts saying anything contrary to a medical personnel, that would be the absolute definition of a bad doula. So doulas don't do that. We're there simply to support the mother and her partner. Well, and of course the baby, because they're part of the journey too. But you would really be, it's more in the sense that you're trying to keep the parents calm, that you've prepared the mother in advance, that you've looked at what her needs are, she knows what her capacities are, she knows the areas that she might feel most worried about, and you've helped her prepare, and that you're with her reducing stress. And that is a real key issue. Reducing fear and stress enables a labour to progress. Mm. When a woman feels really stressed and
muscles
frightened,
tighten, presumably,
exactly,
and anxiety and everything.
There you go. You've got it all there.
Dr. Yes, Greger. Exactly. And I didn't study Dr. one
Greg,
inch for it.
Absolutely. Doula for Donegal. My God, off you go.
Could you imagine? Two was enough for me, I think. I don't think I would want to do it again. Well, certainly not unless I had a vested interest.
It is Valentine's Day now, Greg. It is Valentine's Day.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens in 9 months. Now, come here. Finally, doctor, we're talking about this in the context of, and this is, you know, when celebs sort of mention things and we start chatting about it, Meghan Markle, and people are probably thinking, right, well, this is for princesses and the rich. Is that the case, or is it within the grasps of some people?
No, I don't think so. I think
most people,
what you would find is that it's more popular in the States. Pretty much about 30 or 40% of people might have a doula in certain hospitals. Overall in the States, about 8% of women have a doula. So it's more common there. But in terms of the practicalities of finding a doula, in Donegal, like I say, there's loads of them. And the average cost of a doula, it depends on the experience and what the doula's offering, how many antenatal visits she does. But it's somewhere around 750 to 1,000 euro for the service. Now, you might think it's a lot, but if you think of all the number of hours that she's going to spend with you, the doula's getting about 3 euro an hour. It actually isn't a lot.
Well, we've just talked about a car insurance quote for 9,000 grand, so 750 euro starting to feel like value. And just finally, too, you know, there might be women who want to try a different way of birthing, you know, water birth or what have you. Do doulas have a role in that regard to say, well, this is where you can get that done, this is what happens, this is why it could be good for you, this is why you might want to try this? Does that form part of the role too?
Well, obviously, you want to explore all of the options and choices that a woman might be interested in. So, of course, you would be saying, well, this is something that you might like to try, but you wouldn't be able to get that in Letterkenny. You'd have to be considering getting maybe a private home birth. Or before, you used to be able to skip over the border, but I don't know if people are going to be able to do that so much now with Brexit.
We'll see, who's to say.
Yeah.
It's been very interesting. Thank you very much. It's something
I had never, ever
heard about, and I never even heard about it in the article because I didn't read the article. So it's all come from you, Dr. Lynch. I appreciate your enlightening me and the rest of us that didn't
know. Just a pleasure, and I hope everyone has a lovely Valentine's Day up there in Donegal. It's beautiful and sunny here in Dublin.
Anything special planned?
For me, no, I'm just about to go to the zoo actually with my daughter. So
that sounds pretty much like the perfect Valentine's Day to me. Have a fantastic day, and thank you very much for coming on with us.
No worries. Take care.
Okay. Bye bye. That's Dr. Chrissy Lynch, chair of AIM Ireland, and works also as a doula in Dublin.